Okay, thank you. We are back in open session, and Dr. Byrne, I'll let you start.
Yes. So we're going to give you the opportunity to have 5 minutes to explain to us why you're here today.
Yes, I reported a charge that occurred back in June, and I did want to keep the board up to date and everything, and I still don't have any more information about it. I would like to just make some comments that I understand the purpose of the board, and I know why I'm here, that it is important to have the public and the public's animals safe from practitioners and technicians and crematorium operators, that everything is, that they're in good hands. And I would like to assure that this issue, I mean, the police report does say he smelled of alcohol, and this is revolving around alcohol as the presumption. I mean, that's what the police report says, but I cannot, under my legal counsel, offer really anything else about that. I can say that I do not drink alcohol and go to work. I don't even drink alcohol to any extent, besides maybe a glass of wine on a night that I call a school night, but a night that I have to be responsible for the patients the following day. And that would certainly, that is a profound, honest statement. I mean, I need to be at my best, and as a veterinarian, I strive to be at my best. I mean, I'm board certified with ABVP. I've self-taught myself ultrasound, and I've actually done a lot of ultrasounds for other hospitals, and was responsible for 35 employees, and as you know, as a doctor, the doctors here, a lot of clients, and I'm embarrassed to be here. So, I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions if I can, but that's pretty much what I have.
My main question is regarding the event of June. Time proximate, where was that in relation to your workplace? Was that before, after, during?
I was not working that day, and I was not working the next day, or the day after that. It was a Friday, and I was half a mile from my home. So it was, and I guess that's, so it was 20 miles away from work, and I was 36 hours past my last work scheduled work.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, thank you. Dr. Penn, and we're disappointed we didn't see the real Sean Penn,
yeah.
But I just wanted to make that. But on a serious
no,
note.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
I know, not really.
I'm kidding. So, but on a very serious note, in 2006, you entered into a consent agreement with us due to a certain occurrence, and during questioning in preparation of that consent agreement, you admitted to a chemical dependency. Are you telling us you no longer have that chemical dependency?
I have been through quite a bit of therapy and such, and the conditions can be fluctuating and can be situational.
Yes.
Okay, and that was a different time in my life. And I mean, I'm just not even that person anymore. So I would say that, I mean, I'm not chemically dependent. I mean, maybe caffeine in the morning, but no. And I mean, the most important thing to me is, my family, my profession, and I'm embarrassed to be here. And I wish I could say more, but and that's it.
So I have a question. Since the previous consent agreement, have you done any kind of support groups, AA, NA, anything like that?
Absolutely. Well, mainly through, you know, site. I mean, I guess my understanding is, and I mean, I understand that we're trying to go back in the past, but I mean, that was 18 years ago, you know? I mean, and we're all different people at this point. And I wasn't, I mean, I understand why we would want to be looking at that, but my understanding was is that that was kind of water under the bridge back then, and I'm not trying to, I mean, I didn't bring my criminal defense attorney here, but, you know, I understand this is different, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've been through a divorce since then, so I've been through quite a bit of therapy. I mean, I still see a therapist at this point.
So when's the last time you actually went to a support group meeting?
I'm not really a big fan of the support groups. I mean, it's not for everybody. I understand that it helps a lot of people. I even, you know, back in that period of time, back in 2006, I even chose a non-AA group to attend that I paid for, not just a free meeting to go to. That was sort of more of a behavioral assessment, and if you know anything about behavioral therapy and CBT, and also triggers and things that can drive, I've seen some, seen a psychiatrist as well as a psychologist. Dopamine can be a dangerous thing. A lot of us, and I find, that my dependency really has been changed over more into bike riding. I ride 30 to 40 miles a week. Unfortunately, not so much in the middle of summer. So, there's other ways that I manage stress and things like that. So,
well, my concern is, like I said, you say that it was a long time ago, back in 18 years ago. It's the same charge. So, in that interim, is this just a slip up, or have we just not been caught? That's kind of sticking in my mind right now. Is, yeah, it was a long time ago, but this is the same type of charge, and this is not just a light thing. So that is very concerning to me. Is this a pattern, and we just haven't been caught in 18 years? Or was this truly a screw up there? But that's not just a light thing, and there is a history. That's just my concern.
Are there any other questions from the board?
I just thought of one based on Dr. Wright's comment. Dr. Penn, have you gone through any kind of relapse prevention since 2006? Any specific relapse prevention programs?
Yes, I mean, I have.
Okay. And roughly when was that completed? Are you still going?
2012, when I was going through the divorce and, it's a long, winding road, and yes, I have. And again, I'm eager to put all of this behind me and move forward. I know I'm still going to have to go through the criminal case as well, but I just want you to know that I do appreciate the concerns and the opportunity to, what you guys do is very valuable to the profession, and I want to represent that well too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's basically what we're trying to do here today is just make sure that we're doing right by everybody, you included, as well as the public and whatnot. The question would be, like you kind of said, was it a one-off or was it a one-time that you were discovered? Personally, I feel like it would be nice to since you did volunteer the information, you did self-report it voluntarily, I'm inclined to let you work through your legal case independently of us, as long as you keep us informed, say at a 60-day interval, if you could just keep us in the loop as to what's going on with you, as far as where you are in that journey or that process. And we can sit on, I'm comfortable with you sitting here today, sitting and watching from the sideline as that plays out initially. Okay. Thoughts?
Madam Chair, I'd like to also say that this is the first time that I would commend the doctor for actually knowing the law and getting it done, that we actually got something within
right.
10 working days. I mean, that never happens, so thank you. Generally, that's something we find out at license renewal or, oh yeah, I forgot about that, but that is refreshing.
And the timing of the incident, obviously, there was no danger to anybody that had been working on his workplace. I think that's our primary charter is to make sure that you're safe in the work in your workplace when you're working currently with animals owned by citizens of Arizona.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Is there any other discussion, comments?
Yes, Madam Chair. My concern is that it's difficult for us to assess whether it was a one-off.
Right.
And are you currently seeing a professional? Okay. Could we get a statement and please jump in if I need correction. Could we get a statement from that person, that professional on ability to safely practice veterinary medicine?
A case, I think, being opened.
Yeah, we would need to open up a case, and we don't know who he's seeing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I would just say just use this time to just focus on the inside, just kind of looking inside, making sure that this was hopefully just a one-off thing and just a mistake, and mistakes happen, and bad mistakes happen, but thankfully things work out. But looking internal just to make sure that you're healthy and safe. That's my big concern. Thank
you. Okay, so Mark, do we need a specific motion then if we're just gonna?
You certainly could.
Take no action at this time.
Okay. I'll make a motion to take no action at this time.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to take no action. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, what time is it? Would everybody like a bathroom break? Or, okay, yes, so we're gonna take a few minutes and then circle back.